we present The Intercity Contract by Rod Beecher.
Get in, for God's sake.
So, John, how have you been keeping?
I don't think you need to feel too coy about our meeting, actually, Sir John. The few people who know me at all think of me as an impeccably colourless accountant.
Maybe. Two things I've learned from 30 years in the big world, Fraser. Never be afraid to take a risk if you have to, and never be stupid enough to take one if you don't.
I never argue with success, Sir John.
Quite.
But I must say, though we do pride ourselves on a high degree of consumer satisfaction, this is the first time we've had a client call on us twice in as many months. It's really very flattering.
Indeed.
So, how can we be of use to you?
Listen, Fraser, are any of your, what is it you like to call them?
Executives.
Executives, yes. Are any of these executives based in London?
Well, I do have contacts in London, Sir John. It just depends how quickly you need to avail yourself of their services.
Tonight.
Tonight? I'm afraid that's quite
a... It's a bloody emergency,
oh,
man.
Yes, Sir John, it's always an emergency.
No, I mean a real emergency, for you as much as for me.
Would you care to expand on that, Sir John?
Something went wrong last time.
Oh, no. No, I don't think so. But not from our end, certainly.
Oh, you think not, do you?
No. Yeah. Cardinal had absolutely no hesitation in ascribing Hammond's death to suicide while the balance of the mind was disturbed. And that's always the major hurdle.
Look,
and I can also assure you that he made only two, copies of his exposé of your business indiscretions, and I myself saw them both destroyed with my own eyes. Oh, no. If anything's gone wrong, Sir John, it certainly isn't from our end.
Hammond wrote a letter.
A letter? Who to?
A friend of his. A nice chatty letter in which he just happens to mention his suspicions regarding my company.
Well, we could hardly be expected to know about that, could we?
Maybe not.
This friend certainly seems to have taken his time about producing this letter.
It was written to someone abroad, someone who only arrived back in England today and didn't even know about Hammond's death until they got off the plane at Gatwick.
Oh, I see.
I've just had a very disturbing telephone call. Very disturbing.
What are they up to? Blackmail?
All I know is that this friend demanded to see me first thing tomorrow morning. If I refuse, he suggested I prepare myself for a very long holiday at the taxpayer's expense.
Hmm. What did you say to that?
I said there was an extremely good overnight service from London to Edinburgh, and if a really good night's rest was required, I'd advise booking a sleeper.
Ah.
Well, you know what I'm asking you to do. And the further away from Edinburgh it happens, the better. Just to be on the safe side.
Oh, quite.
And you'd better tell your executive it's every bit as important to get rid of that letter as it is of the person who's carrying it. Make sure he understands that.
He?
Well, I'm assuming your executives aren't female.
In my business, Sir John, it isn't wise to make assumptions. Well, I'd better set the wheels in motion at once. Now, obviously, you're in no position to give me a description, but a name would be a good jumping-off place.
Yes, sir. Yes, if you want.
Oh, sorry, yes. Edinburgh, please.
A single return.
Oh, single, please. No, actually, better make that a return. No, on second thoughts, better make that a single.
Which is it going to be?
Single, please. I'll make it a single.
Right. That's
£37.50. Oh. Right. Oh, damn.
Oh!
I'm terribly sorry.
It's all right.
£37.50.
Yes. Sorry. 10, 20, 30... 35, 36, 37, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50. Okay?
Expect so.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Oh!
God, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh.
Don't you think you should go and sit down quietly somewhere until Nanny comes and finds you?
Yes, that's probably a very good idea.
Hmm. Yes, miss.
Edinburgh, please. Return.
Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Ernie Wright. Ernie Thomas. I'm right, aren't I?
Oh, yes. Yes, you're quite right.
Oh, great. I'm Dave. Dave Clements. Well, don't tell me they haven't told you.
Oh, you know what it's like. They don't tell you anything if they can possibly avoid it.
Oh. Well, I'm your little helper for tonight. Jerry's gone down with a bug.
Jerry?
That's right, yeah. Well, you know this bug. One minute you're right as rain. Next minute you're clutching your belly, running for the cars and praying as you go. Yeah, but half the station's down with it, you know.
Yes. Yes, I know. I still think somebody might have had the decency to tell me.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a bit of an emergency. But be honest, Ernie. I'm all there was. I haven't been at this game very long.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, matter of fact, I haven't really finished my training yet.
How much training have you done?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that solves that problem, then.
Eh?
The buffet car doesn't open tonight.
Eh?
The union rules are very clear. On journeys of more than 2 hours' duration, two fully qualified staff must be on duty at all times.
Yeah, but they told
me
that...
Nothing against you, Dave. Nothing personal. Don't worry, you won't suffer for it.
Well, fair enough. Only, well, they said, you know, Ernie Thomas. Well, he's been running this show for 12 years. Well, then if we can keep things ticking over sweetly and give you a bit of on-the-job training at the same time, well, Ernie's the man.
They said that, did they?
Yeah, well, that's what they said.
Well, that sort of talk doesn't cut any ice with me.
Oh, no, I can see that.
On the other hand, I suppose it's not really their fault. I suppose it is an emergency.
Yes, I'm sorry, Marianne. I know I said I'd definitely see you tonight, but something's come up. I have to go to Scotland. It really doesn't matter what it is, does it? I simply have to go. Oh, don't please get shrill, Marianne. You've a perfectly pleasant voice. If only you'd confine it to the lower register. I couldn't tell you before, because I only found out myself this morning. Now, all being well, I should be back early tomorrow afternoon. I'll call you then. Well, if your husband's home, then he's home, Marianne. We'll simply have to make arrangements for a later date. Just a minute. Just a minute! Oh, no, never mind, it doesn't matter. Look, there's no other woman, Marianne. But if there were, I should feel under no obligation to apologise to you about it. I'm sorry, but the situation is perfectly simple. I have to go to Scotland on business. When I return, I can tell you about it. Or we can terminate our relationship here and now. The choice is yours. Yes, I thought so. Very well, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Excuse me.
Yes?
You didn't happen to hear if that was the Edinburgh train they were calling just now?
It was, yes. I myself am going there. They said platform 7, but I'm not sure...
You're going the wrong way, I think.
Oh, typical. How fortunate that you stopped me.
These cases look extremely heavy.
Ah, well, if I said to you that I'm no longer the man I once was, that would give you the impression that I was once the kind of man who could carry around such cases without so much as increasing his heart rate. Nothing, I'm afraid, could be further from the truth.
Let me take them for you.
Oh, no, please, you must not trouble.
It's no trouble. They're really not all that heavy.
Oh, well, no. You're very kind.
Platform 7, did you say?
On this run, we never do real dinners, you see. Just toast, bacon sandwiches, stuff like that. Mm. Otherwise, it's crisps and biscuits.
Yes, I'll get it.
Most of the time, it's the booze, though. That's all they're really worried about. And tea and coffee, of course.
Oh, right.
So, you get the urns going, and I'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Where are you going?
One car down, the sleepers. Think you'll survive?
Well, what are you going to do there?
I'm going to show the nice ladies and gentlemen to their cars and turn their sheets down for them. All right?
Well, can't I do that?
What?
Well, that sounds pretty easy. I mean, this is a bit complicated.
On-the-job training.
Isn't that what you wanted?
Oh, yeah, but...
Or was it on-the-job perks you were thinking of, like tips, for example?
Oh, they tip you, do they?
Oh, they tip you, do they? Butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. Right. To prepare tea or coffee, fill your urn with cold water.
Cold water.
Bring to the boil.
Boil it.
And then, wait for it, wait for it. Add it to the tea or coffee as required. There, you see? Wasn't as complicated as you thought, was it?
Yeah, all right. I'll take care of the urns, urn.
Oh, dear.
You can't see a porter anywhere, can you?
You'll be lucky, love. Have to use one of them trolleys.
What? Oh, God, do you think the harp will go into one of those?
Well, we won't know till we've tried, will we? It's none of my business, but have you ever thought of getting yourself a nice little van?
Yes, I have, actually, quite often. But then I suppose I'd have to learn to drive, wouldn't I?
Yeah, well, you go get the trolley and I'll get your harp out for you.
All right, thanks ever so much.
Bloody hell.
Oh, be careful. Sorry, but it's terribly delicate.
Oh, so am I, love.
Well, shall we see if we can get it in?
Oh, I say, have you got a harp there?
Well, yes, I have, actually.
How lovely. I grew up with a harp in Buckinghamshire. They're such beautiful things.
Beautiful to look at, yes. But the hell's own job to cart about.
I can imagine.
Actually, I've got to load this one into this trolley pretty sharp, or I miss my train.
Which train's that?
Edinburgh, the 8:45.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'm on that. We've got plenty of time. Okay. I'll stick it aboard for you, shall I? All right.
You're very strong.
My dear child, I've carried the same weight over the Minlay foothills in temperatures of 102. Mind you, if I was younger then...
Oh.
Right. Let's be off, shall we?
Fiver on the nose, love.
Could you be a bit more... Oh, right, there you are. Thank you. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome.
Good evening, gentlemen. Your names, please?
My name is Carstairs.
Yes, Mr. Carstairs. You're in number 7. Shall I take your cases for you?
They're not mine, actually. They belong to this gentleman.
Ah, yes. And your name, sir?
Tabori. My name is Janos Tabori.
Right. You are in number 9, Mr. Tabori.
I'll just dump these along there, shall I?
That will be most kind.
I'll show you the way, shall I, sir?
I think we can manage, actually. Anyway, you seem to have another customer. Come along, Mr. Tabori.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you want my ticket?
Yes, please, if you don't mind. And your name, please?
Brent.
Brent. Brent.
Yes.
I haven't got anybody by that name down here.
Well, that's because I've only just booked.
Ah. Well, that might be a little difficult.
What?
I'm afraid you'll have to share with somebody.
No, no, I don't think so. I think I'd like a compartment myself, please.
Oh, that's all very well, sir, but... I might be able to fix up something.
Yes, I thought you might.
Ah, number 1 seems to be available, sir.
Yes.
Would that suit you?
Well, is it any different from the others?
No.
Then it'll have to suit me, won't it? I'll be in the buffet car, all right?
Yes, right you are, sir. Mind you won't get a drink until the train starts.
All right. There. Should be okay now.
I cannot thank you enough.
No bother. Tell you the truth, I get a certain amount of satisfaction out of depriving these wretched porters and stewards and what have you of their licensed extortion.
Now, tell me, are you fond of whiskey?
Do you know a man who isn't?
It is simply that the prices charged for such things as the buffet car are also, as you would say, licensed extortion. So I have learned to make my own arrangements.
Good for you.
Perhaps you would like to join me.
Well, that's very civil of you. Aren't you going to eat first?
No, 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 no. I sleep badly at the best of times. And if I assault my stomach just before retiring, I shall not sleep at all. But please, you eat, and then afterwards, if you feel in the mood for a nightcap and a little conversation, I would be delighted to see you.
Right. I may very well do that.
Any time up to midnight. I never sleep before midnight.
Hello. We meet again.
So it seems.
Don't worry, I'm completely under control now.
I'm very glad to hear it.
You wouldn't be going to Edinburgh by any chance?
Yes, I am, as it happens.
Great. I mean, these long train journeys can get pretty boring.
I know. That's why I intend to tuck myself up early with one of these nice magazines.
Oh, aren't you even going to eat?
I might, I suppose.
Oh, good, it's much more fun when you have company. I'm not quite sure which platform.
I'm terribly sorry. We won't be a moment.
That's perfect, all right.
It's a question of turning it, you see, without banging the end. Then once it's turned, you can squeeze past.
By rights, that sort of thing ought to be in the baggage car.
Nonsense. It's an extremely delicate and valuable instrument. Of course she's not going to risk it in the baggage car.
I'd really much rather keep it with me.
Of course you would, dear. Now, don't worry about it. Now, look, I think the best thing is if you squeeze round to the front and then I tip it towards you.
All right. Actually, it's a bit difficult.
Look, just tip it towards me, all right?
Are you sure?
Quite sure. Just tip it gently forward. Gently, gently. All right. I've got it. Now, if the steward can just lift the other end...
No need to bother the steward. I can manage perfectly well. There. Oh, now, if you could just start walking backwards.
All right. It would help if you didn't push quite so hard.
Well, perhaps you'd like me to come that in.
And how do you propose to manage that? Just how far are we supposed to transport this object?
Oh, yes. Steward, what number am I in?
Number 3, miss.
Which one is that?
The one you've just gone past.
Oh. What the hell's going on?
Ah, good evening, steward. A large vodka, please.
We're closed.
No, you were closed. Now you're open.
Well, you've got a nerve. Look, it's regulations. No drinks to be served until the train is in motion.
Well, according to my watch, the train will be in motion in precisely 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
All right. Then you can have a drink in precisely 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Here, keep the change.
Tough. All right. Oh, but don't tell Ernie, for God's sake.
Now, who on earth is Ernie? Is he the mournful Welshman in the sleeping car?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, don't worry. I won't say a word.
Oh, good, good, good. I'll have a lager, steward, as soon as you're ready. We're closed. I beg your pardon? No drinks until the train is in motion. Sorry. Don't be bloody ridiculous. I'll see what you're starting.
Why don't you just get this gentleman a lager while you're there, and I'll pay for it.
Oh, that's very civil of you.
My pleasure. You look as though you need it. What happened? Nearly miss it, did you?
If I told you, you wouldn't believe me.
Do you think that man was all right?
Yes, of course he was. Why shouldn't he be?
Well, he seemed sort
of... If he wants to put his silly foot underneath the harp just as we're setting it down, what can he expect? Right. Let's slip along and get a bite to eat, shall we?
I suppose it'll be all right here.
Oh, my dear girl, no one's going to stick it in their pocket. Haven't you ever travelled with it before?
Yes, quite often, but it still makes me nervous.
Are you a professional harpist?
Sort of. I'm still in my last year at college, but we do get the occasional job. I'm playing at Christabel's Hall tomorrow night.
Oh, yes. Excuse me, please.
Oh, sorry.
Me too, please. Thank you.
Okay.
What did you say the name was?
Bassett.
Bassett? Oh, yes. Number 4. And the lady?
My name is Cartier.
Oh. You're in number 5, madam.
Oh, great. Oh, I'll knock on your door in 5 minutes, then, shall I?
No. You carry on to the buffet, and I'll be along when I'm ready.
Yes, okay. Fine. What would it be like?
Oh, good. They're open. Steward, we'd like something hot to eat, please.
Not till the train starts.
But we can order it now, can't we?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
My dear?
I'd just like a couple of bacon sandwiches and a cup of tea.
Tea for me too, please.
and some cheese on toast.
Well, I don't think we do cheese on toast.
Oh, nonsense.
I could do you a toasted cheese sandwich, if you like.
Yes, that will do very nicely.
Sorry about your foot.
That's perfectly all right.
We'll be at this table over here, steward.
Right.
What did she do to your foot?
Put a harp down on it. Actually, it wasn't her fault. More the old Harridans. Quite an attractive little piece, really, the other one.
A bit too full of good intentions for my money.
What the devil's going on here? Who told you you could open the buffet?
Well, there didn't seem much point in waiting.
Didn't seem much point? The regulations are perfectly clear. The buffet must not
be... All a bit academic now, isn't it?
Do this trip quite often, do you?
No. No, as a matter of fact, I don't think I've ever done it before. No. How about you?
Once or twice, yes. I was up there only a few months ago, as a matter of fact. Travel a lot, do you, in your line of business?
Yes. I get around.
And what, with company or other?
No, I'm my own boss.
Well, like me. One of the rapidly diminishing army trying desperately to stop this country from falling to pieces altogether.
Right.
What line are you in, then?
You fancy another?
No, it's my shirt, isn't it? Stuart, where the hell have they gone?
You'd obviously take two of them to make a toasted sandwich.
Stuart! Stuart! Bloody hell.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The staff all seem to have gone to sleep at the moment. But as soon as anyone puts in an appearance, I do hope you'll let me buy you a drink.
Well, I'm supposed to be meeting somebody.
Really? Well, that is a pity. Now, what does he look like?
Oh, there he is.
Oh, yes. You're together, are you?
No. As a matter of fact, we've only just met.
Then you're not really under any obligation to sit with him, are you?
None. Except that I said I would.
Absolutely. We can't have you breaking your word, can we?
Why don't you come and join us?
I should imagine he'd love that.
Would that bother you?
Not a lot,
no. No, I didn't think it would. Perhaps I'll see you later, then.
Perhaps.
You don't believe in wasting time, do you?
Life's too short.
And look, don't let me stand in your way, old chap.
No. Give them 5 minutes. Always give the opposition a sporting chance. It makes it even more fun when you cut them out.
I don't think you've got too much to worry about in that direction, anyway.
Hmm. Oh, you never know with women. They can be funny sometimes.
Who was that?
Who?
That guy you were just talking to.
First time I ever saw him in my life.
Oh. I haven't ordered anything to eat yet. I don't really know what there is.
All I really need is a drink.
Yes, well, I've got a couple of scotches, but if you'd rather have something else...
No, scotch is fine, anything.
Well, we know each other's surnames.
Do we?
Well, I know yours is Cartier. I heard you tell the steward.
Oh, yes. I'm afraid I didn't catch yours.
Bassett. Sam Bassett.
Oh. My name's Eve.
Hello, Eve. So, what takes you up to Edinburgh? For God's sake, don't say the 8:45.
What?
No, I just meant...
I'm going up to see some friends. What about you?
Business. I'm a publisher. I'm in publishing. There's a conference up there, writers, critics...
What sort of books do you publish?
Well, we cover the waterfront, really. What sort of books do you like?
I don't. Not really. I don't go in for reading much.
Oh. You're more the great outdoors type, I imagine.
Not really.
Well, it's a gorgeous town. That never came out of a bottle.
I've been abroad.
Oh, where?
Oh, you know, the usual places. Is there much money in publishing?
Money? No, not really. Are you sure you don't know that, chap?
Quite sure. Why?
He keeps looking over here and grinning.
Does he? I shouldn't let it bother you.
People are fascinating, aren't they?
Oh, God, were they staring?
Oh, don't worry. I do it all the time. I should have endured some desperately boring train journeys if I didn't.
Do you travel a lot?
Non-stop. Hardly ever in the same place for 5 minutes.
Must be pretty expensive.
Well, I rarely, if ever, travel first class. At the same time, yes, it is a fairly expensive hobby. But then I'm blessed with what they refer to as substantial independent means. Which I imagine you disapprove of heartily.
Oh, no. I mean, I wouldn't...
Well, you should disapprove. It's quite disgraceful. There you are. So, you find that young man attractive, do you?
Well, he's got a nice smile.
Ah, yes.
Still, he seems to be well and truly spoken for the rest of the evening.
That? Oh, that won't last another 10 minutes.
What?
My dear girl, even if we grant her, and I suppose we must grant her, a very real surface glamour, I can assure you that he's in the process of discovering that she's very much not his type. Any more than he is hers.
Do you think so?
Oh, I'm not saying that all things being equal, she wouldn't have allowed him to buy her drinks all evening. But now that a suitable alternative has presented itself...
Alternative?
Don't tell me you haven't noticed tall, dark and forceful up at the bar.
Oh, him?
Yes, him. Not your type.
He looks as if he loves himself even more than she does.
Oh, I think a certain amount of arrogance is attractive in a man, don't you?
No, I most certainly do not.
Well, you might be right. But you see, she looks at it differently. She looks at him and sees a strong, confident man who knows what he wants and sets out to get it. She looks at your friend, and the word that would spring to her mind, I'm afraid, would be ineffectual.
Well, that just shows how dim she is. You don't have to push people around to be effective.
You think that beneath that fairly bumbling exterior, there's a reasonably competent animal?
Well, I don't know him, but... Yes, when it comes to his work or the things he really believes in...
He'd be perfectly capable of being forceful and effective.
Yes, exactly. No... Wait a minute.
Maybe even a little arrogant?
Yes, but that's completely different.
Yes, of course it is.
Mm.
It's what you happen to find attractive.
Right. Thanks for the drink.
Going to make your move now,
eh? I think so, yes. I hope you don't mind me leaving you to your own devices.
Not at all, boy. As a matter of fact, I've got an appointment of my own.
Ah. With a lady?
No. With a bottle.
Next best thing. Enjoy yourself.
And you.
Stuart.
Sir?
Give me another large vodka, would you? Oh, yes. And a couple of scotches.
Well, I think I might turn in soon.
Aren't you going to eat anything?
No, I don't think I'll bother.
What about another drink?
Well...
It was scotch, wasn't it?
Oh, sorry?
That's what you're both drinking. Scotch.
Yes, it was.
There you go, then.
Oh, that's...
Hope you don't mind me joining you, but my friend had to go, and I hate drinking alone. I mean, if I'm in the way, just say so. I wouldn't want to interrupt a private conversation.
You weren't interrupting anything.
You don't mind, do you?
No, of course not.
Yeah, that's all right then. And my name is Brent, by the way, David Brent.
Sam Bassett, and this is...
Eve Cartier.
Hello.
Hello.
You two travelling together, are you?
No, we've just met. I told you.
That's right, you did tell me. I remember now.
Your friend doesn't look pleased.
I thought you said by now he'd have discovered that she wasn't his type.
I'm sure he has. But his ego doesn't take kindly to having it rubbed in quite so forcibly.
Oh.
Plus the fact that the discovery that someone isn't a potential lifetime soulmate doesn't automatically wipe out a man's short-term erotic fantasies.
You seem to have a pretty low opinion of men.
Nonsense. They have their faults and their virtues, same as we do. I've known innumerable women... who should have been drowned at birth. Several I'd have happily performed the service for myself. Anyway, I look forward to seeing the drama played out to its conclusion. Coffee and liqueurs, I think, don't you?
Yes, but you must let me...
No nonsense, no. You stay where you are.
Mr. Tabori? Mr. Tabori? Hello? Mr. Tabori?
Anything wrong, sir?
Well, this door seems to be locked.
That's right, sir. Passengers can lock the doors of their sleepers if they don't wish to be disturbed. It's quite common.
Yes, but I had an appointment with him to have a drink.
I expect he changed his mind and decided to turn in.
Bloody rude if he has. Anyway, he said he never went to bed before midnight.
Yes, but the rocking of the train can be very soporific, you know. I expect he just dropped off peacefully.
In that case, why should he have locked the door?
I couldn't say, sir. Not really any of my business, is it?
He could be ill, you know. He's quite old. I suppose you do have a key.
I have a key, yes, in case of emergencies. But you can't really say this is an emergency, can you?
I don't know. I mean, if he's asleep, all right, but I wouldn't...
Oh. Ah, Mr. Carstairs.
We were getting a bit worried about you.
Yes, yes, I'm sorry, I must have dozed off.
Told you, didn't I? Soporific.
Yes, well, if you're all right, Mr. Tabori, I'll leave you to it.
Oh, no, please, please, come in. I doubt if I would have slept very much longer, especially sitting upright in my little chair. Please, I'm sorry you have been troubled, steward.
That's all right, sir. I'm used to it.
Miserable sod.
What? Oh, the steward. Yes. Sit down, please. Quite a dull job he is, wouldn't you think?
No, not particularly dull. Well, I expect he gets paid enough, more than enough, and tips on top of that.
Nevertheless, you would not change places with him.
Why should I? If he can do my job, let him do it. Otherwise, let him stop moaning.
You believe in the will, I see.
Hmm?
Water?
Oh, yes, please.
You believe that we make ourselves what we are, and that external circumstances have nothing to do with it. A steward is a steward because he has not the will, the determination to be anything more.
Yes, that's right.
But supposing we all suddenly develop this will and determination, as we are constantly being exhorted to nowadays, who would pour our drinks for us then?
Ah, but they won't, you see. That's my whole point. Most of them would rather do as little as possible for as long as possible and then complain about how unfairly life has treated them.
Cheers.
Oh, thank you.
So this society, of which you're presumably a conscientious supporter, requires for its continued smooth functioning that the vast majority of its members do not display that initiative and ambition which our leaders are consistently recommending. An interesting irony.
You're a bit of a lefty, are you? Would you mind sharing the joke?
Not a joke, sir. And you must forgive me if I do not share it. Tell me, do you play chess at all?
Yes, I can see you do. I can see your board on the wash space.
Oh, I was passing the time waiting for you by giving myself a small game. Playing so badly, I bored myself to sleep. Do you play?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. I used to be pretty good at it.
Ah, perhaps I had better not issue a challenge.
Oh, I shouldn't worry. I'm probably rather rusty.
Good. Well, why don't you top up your glass while I reset the board?
Shall we put a couple of quid on it? Just to make it more interesting.
Oh, I don't know about money.
Oh, suit yourself if you'd rather not. We won't bother.
No, that's all right. As you say, to make it interesting.
I say, if you're so sure of yourself, chummy, why not put your money where your mouth is? We'll start even. The first one into Monaco takes both cars.
Both cars?
That's right. His Maserati against my Aston Martin. Winner take all. Now, that's a pretty fair bet. Because all other things being equal, a Maz has got 10 more mph under the bonnet than an Aston. Well, he went a bit pale, I can tell you. But after everything he'd been saying, he couldn't very well back down, could he?
No.
So as soon as dawn came up, off we went. It was touch and go most of the way, because it wasn't all bullshit. He wasn't a bad driver at all. And as I say, he had the faster car. Mm. And then, well, you know that really twisty bit of road just above Nice? Well,
yes.
I knew it was now or never. And so I just put my foot down and went flat out. Oh. And we went round three really hairy bends with our wings actually touching.
Oh, God.
And then he chickened out.
Well, he ought to have been able to pull back on me on the straight, of course. But I think his nerve had gone.
Oh, I wish I'd been there.
Yes. Yes, I think you'd have enjoyed it.
So how come you're travelling by train?
Sorry?
Well, I just wondered why, with two flash cars, you're still going around on trains.
Are you saying you don't believe me?
No, of course not. I was just...
I've got business in Scotland in the morning. And I want to be fresh for it, okay?
Yes, okay.
I don't know about anybody else here, but I could do with another drink.
Yes, I wouldn't mind.
Oh, well, it's my round, I suppose.
So it is.
Same again?
Yes, please.
Yeah, and me. And see if you can get some crisps and nuts or something while you're up there, will you?
Right.
Good little boy, isn't he?
He's harmless.
Oh, yes, yes. He's all right, I suppose. These intellectual types get on your nerves a bit, don't you think? Anyway, don't let's waste time talking about him.
So what shall we talk about?
Well, I was just wondering what your plans were for later this evening.
Later? It's already gone 11.
So? You strike me as the sort of lady who's never in bed before the early hours.
Do I?
Yes. Except under unusual circumstances.
So, what did you have in mind?
Well, I just wondered if you might like to pop along to my sleeper for a nightcap. Give us a chance to get to know each other a little better.
But I never go to strange men's bedrooms.
Really?
On the other hand, if you wanted to look in on my sleeper for a little while, I'd feel a lot safer there, on my home ground.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Oh, I thought I might just pop along and brush my teeth and wash behind my ears, like Mummy always told me to do.
Are you always such a good little boy?
Well, you'll have to wait and see, won't you? Oh, well, good night, then.
Good night.
I'll see you in about half an hour.
That's £3.50 altogether, sir.
Right.
Oh, you haven't got the 50, have you, sir?
Oh, I don't know. Hang on a minute.
Good night, old chum.
What? You off?
Yes, I think so. I've got a pretty hectic day tomorrow.
What about your drink?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but all about that. I suppose I'd better take it with me.
Okay.
I hope you don't think I'm rude, running off like this.
No, no, of course not. It might see you at breakfast.
I doubt it. Good night.
Night.
Well. Well.
Would you find it, then?
What?
A 50p.
Oh. So, our friend decided to have an early night, I see.
Yes. Oh, as a matter of fact, I'm feeling a bit sleepy myself.
What? God, it's only just gone 11.
Easy to see you don't have to start work early in the morning.
So, what were we talking about before we were...
Actually, I think if you don't mind, I will turn in now. You don't mind, do you?
No, of course not. Not if you're... What about your drink?
Oh, yes. Well, I'll take that with me for a nightcap. Well, thank you very much. It's been nice meeting you.
Yes, you too.
Good night, then.
Good night.
If you don't like drinking alone, perhaps you'd care to join us.
Oh. Well, that's very kind of you.
What's the time, Ernie?
What?
Just wonder what the time was.
After your bedtime, is it? Feeling the need for a bit of a lie down?
Look, get off my case, Ernie. All I did was open up a couple of minutes early.
A couple of minutes? Look, boy, or you want the last 5 minutes in this job, you've got to learn the cardinal rule. You can open late, 1 minute, 2 minutes, even 5 minutes, but you never, 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 under any circumstances imaginable, open 1 second early. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah, I understand. What was the time?
11:30.
Check.
I didn't see that.
Actually, you know, I'm not sure, but I think that is checkmate.
Nonsense, it can't be. Bloody well is, you know.
I thought it might be.
How did you manage that?
I didn't even realize when I made the move.
Fool's luck, eh? Well, that'll teach me to keep my eyes open. Another game?
Oh, I don't
I think... thought you were a night bird. It's only just gone 11:30.
If you wish. Shall I pour another drink?
Yes, tell you what. I'll just take a trip to the little boys' room and you can be setting the board up again.
All right.
Make it a fiver this time, all right?
As you wish. Yes.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I must have come to the wrong room.
I think you must have done, yes.
Oh, stupid of me. I do apologize. I want number 8.
This is number 9.
Oh, of course. How very foolish. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, please do not apologize. No harm has been done.
She's a bit overpowering, isn't she, your friend?
Oh, she's not my friend. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think she's great. I didn't mean... But I never laid eyes on her until an hour ago.
Really?
Yes. She helped me load up my harp. Helped me. She did it for me. She's fantastically strong. I think she sort of adopted me.
Yes. She seems to be a lady of impulse.
How do you mean?
Well, asking me over to join you and then vanishing off to bed a minute later.
Oh, that was... I mean, you know old people, they get tired awfully suddenly.
Well, she's not that old. Anyway, don't worry. It's my night for being abandoned. I confidently expect you to develop a headache at any moment.
Oh, no. I mean... I talk all through the night, given the chance. Who abandoned you, then? That woman you were with before?
Hmm.
She's very good-looking, isn't she?
Yes.
In an obvious kind of way.
So how long have you...
books to you? Oh.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I just wondered how long you've been playing the harp.
Oh, since I was a kid, really. When I was 8, I went to a concert and saw one being played, and it was love at first sight. I just nagged at my parents until they found someone to give me lessons, and it sort of grew from there.
And now you're the one up there inspiring the next generation of 8-year-olds.
Well, I don't know about inspiring. Do you like harp music?
Oh, yes, I love it. I always have done it.
Well, it just so happens I have these couple of tickets on me for the...
When's the concert?
Tomorrow night. 7:00.
Oh, that is a pity. But I've got an engagement and I can't get out of tomorrow night.
Oh. Well, never mind.
Well, it's a shame. I'd love to have heard it. Do you know a piece called Brian Boru's March?
Oh, yes, I love it. I play it all the time.
Well, one of our books has just been bought for a film, and it's a kind of modern reworking of some of the Celtic myths. Now, I keep telling everybody I meet they should use it for the theme music.
Oh, I know. It'd be wonderful in a film, wouldn't it? Every time I hear it, I see those horsemen appearing out of the mist.
We are closed now, you know.
Well, so much for art.
Oh, dear.
I suppose your harp's locked away in the baggage van.
No, it's in my compartment, actually.
Well, as I won't be able to make it tomorrow night, I suppose there's no chance of a sneak preview.
Well, I wouldn't mind. Oh, I'd love it. But I don't know what our fellow passengers would say.
Oh, I should think they'd be delighted to be lulled to sleep to the strains of Brian Boru. If they're Philistines, they can always knock on the wall.
Hi. Sorry I've been so long.
Don't just stand there. Come in.
What's the rush?
Somebody might have seen you.
Would it matter if they had?
Yes. Yes, it would, as a matter of fact. I don't want people getting the wrong impression.
Now, what impression is that?
That I'm in the habit of asking men I've only just met to come and have a drink in my sleeping compartment.
That's exactly what you have done.
Yes. But I'm not in the habit of it. I don't want you getting the wrong impression either.
You what?
I don't want you to think you're here for any other reason than to have a nightcap and a bit of a talk.
Oh.
That's funny, is it?
Oh, I think it is, yes. Don't piss me about, Lovey. We both know exactly what I'm here for.
Oh, listen, you
may... Look, love, don't try playing the coy virgin with me, all right? I'm not that poor idiot you were stringing along in the bar. So don't waste time playing games with me. Mind you, I don't mind games. Some kind of games. If that's what turns you on. Is that what turns you on? Is it? Invite men along for a little drink in your sleeper. And then go all cold on them so that maybe they'll turn a little bit violent. Hmm? Is this how you get your kicks?
No.
You've got a lovely neck. Do you know that?
Don't do that, please.
Why not?
It frightens me.
Oh, it frightens you, all right. The question is, do you like it?
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
What are you doing skulking along the corridor like that?
I wasn't skulking.
Oh, yes, you were. You were creeping along on tiptoe, looking as shifty as a bishop in a brothel.
But I just don't want to disturb nobody, all right? I mean, there's people trying to sleep here, you know.
Good Lord. I trust none of them are such desperately light sleepers that the sound of ordinary footsteps moving along a corridor is going to disturb them. Well, I certainly have no intention of going on tiptoe every time I wish to visit the lavatory. Where were you going, anyway?
What's that got to do with you?
Well, there's nothing down there but the baggage compartment.
Yeah? So? What are you trying to say? That I'm a thief?
Oh, take that silly look off your face. I've been threatened by considerably more impressive men than you in considerably more awkward places.
Oh, yeah?
That, I'm not saying you're a thief, of course. And if you were, it would certainly be very foolish of you to practice any dishonesty now, under the circumstances. Good night.
Silly old rat bag.
You're merely prolonging the inevitable, old chum.
Yes. Yes, I see what you mean. Mate in two.
Exactly. Or three at the most, if we want to spin it out. Right, a fiver, I think we said.
Yes. I was just thinking...
Yeah?
Suppose if, instead of moving my king, I were to move my bishop. So? And say check.
Well, then I just move my king back one square. That's all.
Exactly. And then I move my knight like this.
Bloody hell.
I'm sorry.
I suppose you didn't see that one coming either.
I must admit it had crossed my mind three moves back. I was surprised when you didn't take my bishop.
Anyone can make a mistake.
Oh, yes. In their eagerness to press home what seems to be a superior position, people frequently forget to look over their shoulder.
Look, I make a mistake, all right. They need to get cocky about it.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Always delighted to settle my just debts. What did we say, a fiver?
You dropped something.
Huh?
It looks like a letter.
Yes, it is a letter. Here's your fiver.
You don't wish to continue?
Well,
Fool's luck and an unfortunate error have proved too much for you.
Well, for one thing, the bottle appears to be empty.
How is that all? That's easily remedied, my friend. Nevertheless, if you prefer to stop...
I didn't say that. What shall we make the stake this time?
Loser's privilege, I think. Whatever you say.
Make it 100.
100?
Too rich for your blood, is it?
I'm not sure that I have that much money on me.
Well, I'm not sure that I can stand that harp any longer.
Oh, that was great. That was smashing.
Thank you.
Well, what do you do for an encore?
Oh, I think we'd better leave it, don't you? Otherwise, there really will be banging on the walls.
Well, play something gentle and soothing. Send them back to sleep.
How about the Angelus? Do you know that?
No.
That's very soothing. Oh, hang on, though. I must just... Oh, my God, what's that?
Who's in there?
That woman you were having dinner with.
All right, you better stay here. I won't be a minute.
Sam?
Shh, I won't be a second.
No, come here.
What?
You better come here a second, really. I don't think she needs rescuing.
No prizes for guessing who's with her.
Do you wish it was you?
No.
Liar.
No, I don't, not really. I'd much rather be here.
Of course, you'd much rather listen to harp music than make love to somebody any day.
Well, I wouldn't quite say that either. I mean, it doesn't have to be an either-or, does it?
What? Oh, yes, it does, actually. Well, it does tonight. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. You don't have to apologize.
I know, but I'd like to explain.
You don't have to explain either. You just don't jump into bed with men you've only known for an hour. Fair enough.
Oh, yes, I do. I mean, no, I don't. I mean, I never have, but I might.
I think you've lost me.
Well, I mean, it's not inconceivable that I might, under certain circumstances, go to bed with someone I just met. But not...
But not me.
Not you tonight. I mean, I wouldn't exactly have to be paranoid to think I might just be no more than runner-up. Or that your ego might be feeling the need to prove that he's not the only one who can make a quick score on the overnight express.
Yes. Actually, there's just enough truth in that to be uncomfortable.
Oh.
Oh, no, not about being runner-up. The other thing.
Yes. Whereas, on the other hand, if you wanted to take my number, see me again sometime, then I'd know that wasn't the reason.
I tell you what, I don't really have to go to that meeting tomorrow night. Why don't I come to your concert and then we'll have dinner afterwards?
Have you got a cigarette?
Yes.
Well, where?
In my jacket. I'll get them.
No, it's all right.
I said I'll get them.
All right. So you just snap my head off. Are you scared I'll find a picture of your wife?
Yes. One of the reasons why I never got married was so that I never had to risk some woman going through my pockets pretending she was looking for cigarettes.
And what was the other?
So that I wouldn't have to listen to damn silly questions all the time. Here.
You really are a bastard, aren't you?
You tell me.
What are you doing?
Oh, what does it look like?
You don't have to go.
No, I don't have to. But what about your reputation if I'm seen leaving here first thing in the morning?
What about my reputation if you're seen leaving here now?
Ah, they'll think we've just had a quiet little drink and a chat, won't they? Just like you always intended.
Bastard. What's that in your jacket pocket?
It... cigarette case.
No, it isn't.
All right. There. Satisfied?
Why do you carry that thing around with you?
I got mugged once outside Madrid. There were three of them. I made up my mind it was never going to happen again.
Let me see it.
What for?
I've never seen a gun before.
They look just like they do in the movies, dear.
Can I hold it just for a second?
Oh, you really are a kinky little thing, aren't you? Yeah. Mm. Satisfied now? Ah. Now, surely even you've got more sense than to point a gun at somebody.
Supposing I said I'd shoot unless you agreed to stay. Supposing I said I'd shoot... unless you went down on your knees and begged me not to.
I'd probably do it. If the gun was loaded.
What?
There now. This isn't a toy for silly little girls.
It's all right for you to point guns at people then, is it? Anyway, what use is a gun if it isn't loaded?
Oh,
Oh, but it is loaded.
Really lovely. Well, I suppose I really ought to be on my way to bed.
I suppose so.
I'll see you at breakfast then, shall I?
Yes, I'll save you a place.
Well, how do you know you'll be there first?
Well, I wouldn't mind taking a bet on it.
Right then.
Oh, hello.
Oh, good evening.
Are you looking for the bathroom?
Yes.
Well, only it's back the other way. See, there's nothing down there but the baggage car.
Oh, I see. Oh, how silly of me. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
Travels the world on her own for 50 years and then has to be pointed to the bathroom. Oh, well. Good night.
Good night.
80. 90. 100.
I'm embarrassed.
Not too embarrassed to take it, I imagine.
Well, I could say that I shouldn't take it, that we were indulging in a friendly little pastime that got out of hand.
Well, in that case...
But I would not dream of insulting you by treating you like a spoiled child who wants to change the rules just because he happens to lose. Let me pour you another drink.
No, I'd better not.
Oh, my God. What's the matter?
I feel a bit dizzy.
You'd better sit down.
Oh, the whole bloody room started going round. That's very strong booze you serve, my friend.
Well, you have drunk the best part of the bottle.
What? Normally I can put twice that much away and feel no pain. You drank as much as I did anyway.
Yes, I know. Would you like to lie down for a moment?
No, I'm fine. I'm perfectly all right. Oh,
here, let me help you. Come and lie on the bed, just for a moment. You'll feel much better. There, just lie back.
This is ridiculous.
Just lie back, just for a few seconds. Ah, that's better.
Oh, God. Everything's spinning round.
Just lie still. Close your eyes.
No, that makes it worse.
Just close your eyes just for a minute or two. That's it. You'll soon feel better.
What are you doing?
I'm getting a pillow to put under your head. Keep your eyes closed. That's right. That's it. That's right. Keep them shut.
What's happening? Fran!
She isn't here. I came to look.
It sounded like... Well, she must be in the baggage compartment.
Wait, I'll come with you.
Fran, for God's sake, what's wrong?
Fran, are you all right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What is it? What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I hate those films where the woman just stands there and screams.
Yes, but what's the matter?
Over there.
Oh, God.
He is dead, isn't he? I don't see how he cannot be.
Oh, yes, he's dead, all right.
One of the strings went on the harp, so I came to get another one. I had to move that case to get at my arm, and then
what's
I stopped.
What's going on here? Tabery and I heard a scream.
That's right. What's wrong?
Look there. Oh.
All right, get back, everybody.
What?
Just get out of the way. Does anybody know who he is?
No. What happened to him?
For God's sake, he has been shot in the back of the neck and he's been stripped. Where's that steward, Ernie?
Why?
Because this train isn't due to stop for another 2 hours. And somebody ought to let the driver know about all this.
Shouldn't we pull the communication cord?
What for?
I just thought...
If whoever did this is still on the train, the only effect that would have would be to let him slip off into the night without any trouble at all.
Oh, yes, of course.
Now, look.
Right.
Now, look. Passengers are quite definitely not allowed in here. What's going on? Oh, dear.
Have you ever seen him before?
What? No, never.
Right. You can get through to the driver, can't you?
Huh? Oh, yes, I can get through at the end.
Yeah, well, you do that. And get him to use his radio phone and make sure that the police are waiting to meet this train at Edinburgh.
Now, just a minute. These carriages are my responsibility, you know. Strictly speaking, I'm in charge.
Fair enough. What do you suggest?
Well, I think I'd better get the driver to radio the police, and maybe you'd better be in charge here till I get back.
What a good idea.
But just a minute.
What?
Where's that assistant of yours?
Asleep, I should imagine.
Only half an hour ago, I saw him sneaking towards this compartment, taking very great care not to be observed. And a little later, I decided to come down myself, just to see whether, in fact, he had been trying any pilfering. And when Mr. Bassett spotted me, I felt a bit foolish, abandoned the project and pretended I was looking for the bathroom.
Look, all this is academic anyway, if it all happened half an hour ago. This bloke's been dead for hours.
Yes, I agree.
All right, Ernie, on your way. And come back here as soon as you've finished.
Yeah.
All right. Look, I have left Mr. Carstairs in my compartment. He isn't very well. If there's some sort of lunatic on board the train...
Yes. Yes, right. You'd better get back to him. In fact, you might as well all clear off. There's nothing you can do here now.
What about the other lady who was using the sleepers? She appears to be the only person who hasn't put in an appearance.
Yes. Could you go and make sure she's all right, please?
Yes, of course.
I'll come with you. Son?
Go on. I shan't be alone.
There's nothing you can do hanging about here either.
You were expecting this, weren't you?
What?
It doesn't surprise you, does it?
No, not really.
Is that all you're going
to
say?
To you, yes! Now, why don't you just clear off?
Leaving you to do what?
Well, for a start, to try and find out who the poor sod is. Look, I didn't kill him, all right?
I suppose it'll have to be.
Right. Now, what have you got to tell us? Oh, hello. I was just trying to find some sort of identification on this... Oh!
A bit.
Oh, you must think I'm an awful wet.
Oh, nonsense. First time I saw a corpse, I was sick for hours. Mind you, the flies have been at it.
Oh, please.
No, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Come on. Let's go and wake up Miss Cartier. Hello. How's your friend?
I can't say. He's no longer in my compartment.
I thought you said he was ill.
He certainly seemed to be. On the other hand, I'll just try his door. Mr. Carstairs! Mr. Carstairs! Perhaps the bathroom.
No, I've just come from there.
Well, in that case... Mr. Carstairs!
What the hell's going on?
Are you all right?
No, I'm bloody not all right. I'm trying to sleep.
Mr. Carstairs, there is something you should be told about.
Thank you.
Wake up. Come on, wake up.
What? What the hell are you playing at?
How long have you been asleep?
What is this? Why, some kind of nut?
I just wondered how long you've been asleep. You were seen sneaking down to the baggage compartment just over half an hour ago.
Oh, so she reported me, did she, the cow? What's it got to do with you anyway? Well, what are you, some sort of inspector or something?
What were you doing, going to the baggage car?
Well, I don't have to tell you anything. Now, you get out of here before I put one on you.
There's a dead man in the baggage compartment, stuffed away behind some of the cases. He's being shot.
What? Well, I didn't have anything to do with it. I never even went near the baggage compartment.
Oh, yes.
No, I mean it. Like, once the old cow spotted me, the...
Oh. Go on.
Yeah, all right. I was going down there to see if there was anything I could lift. But once the old bag knew about it, there wasn't any point. I mean, I'm not stupid. Look, I don't know anything about any dead body. I wasn't even supposed to be here tonight. I only came on at the last minute because someone was sick.
Really?
Well, you're going to make something of that now? Look, this is my first day on the trains. And as far as I'm concerned, it's going to be my last. And I'm telling you, I don't know nothing about no dead bodies.
Who is it?
Could you open the door just for a moment, please?
I'm in bed.
Just for a moment, please. It is very important.
Just a second. What are you all doing here?
Something rather unpleasant has happened. A dead man has been found in the baggage compartment.
What? Who is it?
At the moment, nobody seems to know. Mr. Brent appears to have taken charge of the situation. Under the circumstances, we thought it advisable to make sure that you were safe.
You think there's some sort of homicidal maniac loose on board?
Nobody knows quite what to think.
But we thought it might be advisable to stick together.
The steward has gone to tell the driver, and apparently he can radio ahead to have the police waiting in Edinburgh. But, now, until we get there, it might be a good idea not to go wandering about by ourselves.
How was this person killed?
Shot. Why?
Just that Mr. Brent
right.
had...
I've seen the driver.
Oh, good.
He's radioing ahead for the police. And he confirms that I'm in charge, totally in charge, until the proper authorities arrive, right? So, I think I'll just go down and pass that information along to our friend.
Yes, I'll come along with you, if you like, for safety's sake.
Yes, thank you. And if Brent starts throwing his weight about... You can be my witness.
Where's Sam?
He went to look for the other steward while you were in the bathroom. He's perfectly all right.
Right, Mr. Brent. We shan't be needing your services anymore. Thank you very... Oh, he's not here.
Oh, yes, he is. He's over here.
Not again.
I'm afraid so. Well, somebody seems to have been looking for something, rather desperately. They've ripped a line out of his jacket.
Come away, can't you? What are we going to do now?
Well, you're in charge, of course.
Well, yes. We know that.
But as far as I can see, all we can do is lock this door... Go back to the others and wait.
Look, I don't want to seem unduly paranoid, but does this mean we're all in some kind of danger?
I don't think so. I don't think we're dealing with a maniac.
But you said he ripped his jacket off.
Yes, but quite clearly in order to find something. Something he thought Brent had about his person.
But if he didn't find it, maybe he thinks one of us has got it.
I think I know what it is. This.
May I have a look, please?
I found it under my pillow.
Thank you. Give this envelope back to me in the morning, unless I'm no longer around, in which case open it. Is this his writing?
I've no idea, but I can't think who else could have put it there.
It sounds like he knew what was going to happen to him.
Well, he certainly isn't going to be asking for it back in the morning. A note in the same writing... and a letter signed by someone called Hammond.
What does the note say?
My friend Hammond discovered that Sir John Carlyle had been involved in massive corruption. If you read his letter carefully, you should be able to prove it. I think Carlyle hired a hitman to kill Hammond and make it look like suicide. If anything happens to me on this train journey, the same people will be responsible. Right.
The letter?
I'm no expert on the building trade, but it looks as though Hammond has built up a pretty convincing case against this Carlyle. So, we know what the killer was looking for.
Hey, what are you doing? I love those, thank you very much. I'm in charge.
Well, I'm going to hang on to these until I can hand them over to the police.
Yes, the police must have them. But is it wise for any of us to take exclusive charge of them?
You mean somebody might try to kill Sam?
That is a possibility, yes. There is also another one.
Oh, I see. You think I've finally got my hands on what I was after.
That's ridiculous.
Is it? I think you were the last person to leave Mr. Brent by some considerable time. And the killer, I'm almost certain, is one of us.
What? Well, there must be 500 people on this train.
Yes, but the sleeping cars are locked off from the rest of the train. The killer would have to get through the buffet car and sneak down the corridor at the very time that we were all milling about hither and thither, kill Brent, and then make his escape under the same circumstances. And ask yourself, how would anyone but one of us even know that Brent was alone in the baggage compartment?
Maybe he was hiding in Brent's compartment waiting for him. Maybe he overheard us talking.
Yes, maybe, maybe. It is possible to invent all sort of improbable scenarios involving absurd coincidences and a killer who takes wildly unnecessary risks. But why not face facts? Then there are other things.
Such as?
Brand had a gun, but he had made no attempt to reach for it. And he was facing his killer, so he must have seen who it was. Now, admittedly, he should have been on his guard against anyone, but he was human. A familiar, probably smiling face.
Whereas with a stranger.
Is all this supposed to be driving at the fact that I'm the only person he got to know intimately enough to have trusted?
No, of course not.
Oh, I think it's the theory, at least.
Well, he talked to me, and then earlier in the bar, he trusted...
Oh, this is where you all are.
Oh, Mr. Caster, I'm afraid there's something else you have to be told. It appears that the one person who can definitely be ruled out is Miss Hampshire here.
Thank you.
As the only time she was out of Miss Melchett's company was when she was in the bathroom, with Miss Melchett outside the door all the time.
Yes, quite right.
So unless we are to assume they were in conspiracy together...
Oh, yes, all right, all right.
Tell me, Miss Melchett, while you were standing outside the bathroom door, did you look down the corridor at all?
No, you can't see the corridor from where I was.
So that means that any one of us three, Miss Cartier, Mr. Caster, or myself, who were alone in our compartments, would have had ample opportunity to have done the killings.
Yes, I meant to say, it seemed like a long time after you found Mr. Carstairs wasn't in your compartment before you came looking for him.
I sat down for a few moments to consider the situation, but I agree, it is suspicious.
So, you three are on the list, with me as the hot favourite.
And me as the fancied outsider.
Excuse me?
Yes. I mean, it was obvious that the poor child was going to go on being sick for a long time. It would have been risky, but I could have done it.
This is all bollocks. I'm sorry, ladies, but I don't care what you say or how difficult it would have been. It was obviously someone from another part of the train.
Possibly, but I don't think so.
What makes your thoughts so devastatingly important?
The chess player's overall grasp of the situation?
What?
Jimmy? I'm right, aren't I? I've seen your photograph. You are Janos Tabori.
Janos Tabori.
Who? The Hungarian Grand Master, defected to the West just over a year ago.
Grand Master? You old bastard.
A man must live. And I was merely putting into practice those principles of free enterprise which you so clearly admire.
Listen, I'm starving.
What?
Well, I'm sorry. I don't want to seem callous, but I am. Being frightened always makes me hungry.
Well, I can't open the buffet at this time of night. Regulations.
Don't be damn ridiculous.
Are you hungry?
No, but I could certainly use a drink.
And I certainly can't provide alcohol.
Here. Do you think you might relax your regulations under these peculiar circumstances?
Well, I might open the bar.
Oh, great.
But I'm certainly not doing any cooking.
I'll do my own cooking. Bacon sandwiches all round.
Yes, well, yes, why not?
Nothing like a good murder for reassigning people to their sex roles. Oh, hello.
And just what are you up to?
Nothing. I was just checking the till.
Checking it for what? Put that back.
I was just making sure everything tallied.
The hell you were. I've got you a number, boy. You're trainee or not, there's a report going in about you first thing in the morning.
I'll do what you like. I'm going back to bed.
Hang on. Is he not a regular steward?
I never clapped eyes on him before last night.
But there's no doubt he is a steward.
What?
I mean, couldn't he have just been helping himself to a bit of extra cash before pulling the communication cord and jumping the train?
And another thing I should mention. I have been doing this journey many times over the last year, and there's a steward I've never seen before in my life.
I know. He claims he's a trainee who came on at the last minute to replace someone who was sick.
A trainee?
Well, the police can soon check that out. Incidentally, Miss Melchett, you were right. He was planning to go through the baggage. He's as good as admitted it.
Yes, I thought so. But listen, aren't we forgetting an important point?
What?
Who was the first man? Why was he killed? There's nothing in Brent's note to account for any of that.
Oh, does it really matter? I mean, we'll be in Edinburgh in 20 minutes. Why can't we just leave it to the police?
I think we must assume, since our friend knows that the police are waiting for him, that he will make some attempt to leave the train before we reach Edinburgh. In fact, I should be very surprised if he did not attempt it at any moment. If we can identify him, then he may be able to prevent him.
Oh, you must be joking. I mean, I'm sorry David Brent's dead, but I only knew him for a couple of hours. I'm not going to risk my life trying to catch his killer. Well, there's no point in looking at me like that.
You let him off pretty lightly, didn't you?
Eh?
Well, a couple of smart questions, and you could have proved once and for all whether he was a steward or not.
Oh, I can't say he's my idea of a killer.
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? A professional hitman. That they don't look like killers at all. You think it can't be him?
I'm not saying that, miss. All I'm saying is let the police deal with it.
I suppose so. Do you want a sandwich?
Wouldn't say no, miss.
Of course, in a story, it would turn out to be the least likely person. Who would that be?
You, miss, according to the foreign gentleman.
Oh, yeah. How would I have done it? Put on a tape recording of someone being sick. Climbed out of the window along the outside of the train. Bang, bang, back the same way.
Toilet windows don't open.
Oh, well, that rules me out. Actually, you know, you're the least likely person.
Me, miss?
Yes, I mean, how could you get all the way to the front of the train, talk to the driver, get all the way back and still find time to kill Mr. Brent?
You'd have to be a magician, miss.
I suppose so. Unless...
Yes, miss?
How'd you like your bacon?
Oh, Chris. Unless what, miss?
No. It's silly, but I was just thinking. If you were the killer, of course, you'd never have gone down the train at all. You'd just have hidden somewhere, like Brent's compartment or something, waited till we'd left him alone, killed him, come out and hidden again.
But you all saw me coming back, miss.
No, we didn't. We were all in Eve's compartment. You suddenly appeared in the doorway. None of us were looking. We don't know which direction you came from. And then, of course, it would be perfect because you could just slip away when we got to Edinburgh. The police wouldn't really be waiting at all. Oh, God, don't.
I'm sure we ought to concentrate on the first man. What do we actually know about him?
Very little. He looked nondescript, as they say. An ordinary man in late middle life. Did you notice anything, Mr. Bassett?
Hmm? Sorry?
Did you notice anything about the first man that might be of help to us?
No, not really.
I suppose... Would there be much point in looking at the body again?
My God, are you some sort of ghoul?
Not at all. I simply...
Just a minute. I know what's bothering me. Tabori, you never went into the buffet car at all, did you?
No.
So when did you see the steward?
What do you mean? He's been with us nearly all the time.
That's it. That's the steward you've never seen before in your life?
Of course.
What? But he says...
My God. Now, the dead man in the baggage car. Are you sure you've never seen him before?
No, I don't...
Imagine him in a steward's uniform.
What? Yes. Oh. He was the regular steward.
Then who's Ernie? That girl... She's alone with him.
It's all right. Don't panic. I don't think she's in any danger. On the other hand...
I knew the luck couldn't hold.
Luck?
Yeah. At first I thought I was going to have to invent some story about being a last-minute replacement. Then good old Dave turned up. Who'd never laid eyes on the real Ernie Thomas. So you all accepted me as part of the fittings.
The real Ernie Thomas? I suppose he's the dead man in the baggage compartment.
Yes, I was sorry about that. I don't like killing unless I have to, but I was working against time, improvising. I had to be a steward, you see. I only had a name, no description or anything, so I had to be able to move about, check the sleeper list and so on.
And now you're going to kill me?
No, I'm not. Why should I?
I've seen your face.
So have they all. And it's not a very memorable face, is it? Well, I have 100 places to go to ground. No? All you've got to do is keep quiet until this train reaches Edinburgh and nothing's...
Bran, are you in there?
Oh, dear. Bran. Looks like it's time for a little more improvisation.
Bran. Are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I'm all right.
Can you come out for a moment?
Sam, he's got a gun.
Listen, you in there.
No, you listen. You keep quiet and listen. How many of you are out there?
Just me and Tabori. Why?
All right, now pay attention. You stay exactly where you are, both of you. Hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Fran.
I'm all right.
Okay. Now, both of you take 2 steps backwards. Good. Now, stand still. Now, you, old man, get ready to pull the communication cord.
What?
You can argue for exactly 5 seconds, then I blow the back of her head away.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Now, the second I tell you, you pull that cord, and you... No playing hero when the train stops. Understood?
I understand.
Right. Pull it, now! Now, love. You and I are going for a little walk. Okay.
Yes, all right.
Look, why don't you take me?
Don't waste my time anymore, Sonny. I could just as easily blow the pair of you away. Just open the door. Right. Now back off. Further. Right. Now, you stand facing inward. I'm going to get out first. But I'm going to have this pointed at the base of your spine all the time. And if you try to run, you might just live. But you'll never use your legs again. Understood?
Yes, I understand.
Good. Now, you. Come down backwards.
Oh.
I did enjoy that.
Davinia
Melchett.
They really don't make them like that anymore.
But how did Davinia get there?
Well, she twigged what I was doing right away. As soon as I said there was only me and Tabori outside the door, she slipped back into the sleeping compartment before our friend got the door open.
Oh.
Of course, I'd no idea what she was planning.
But how did she get there?
Well, that's the point. As soon as the train started slowing down, she guessed what he was going to do, made her way further up the carriage, dropped out of the door, crawled back along the train Red Indian style until she was under the buffet door, and then waited for him in the gloom.
And then brought him down with one almighty rabbit punch.
Yes.
I'd love to know where she first learned all those tricks.
Oh, so would I. In fact, so would a lot of people.
What are you looking so thoughtful about?
Well, I was just thinking. I wonder if she'd be interested in publishing her autobiography.